May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I guess one of the themes today would be Peter and the Gentiles. And Peter was always kind of, let's say, spontaneous. But he was also willing to learn, willing to listen, willing to accept, and then to finally obey and do. And that was towards Jesus' way, God's way, not his own. But boy, we learned throughout all the Gospels, it was tough for Peter. But right away, in the Gospel, we pray this morning, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, to be the truth, and to be life. And one of the other, let's say, themes for me was going from old to new. And once we accept Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, we are new. Doesn't mean we're going to stay new and be perfect, but it means we realize that, and we're working towards that. That's our goal. So anyway, here we have Acts, and this should come to us as no surprise. Somebody was complaining. Oh my goodness, not anything new. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "Well, why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Well, the reason why he did was because God told him to. If it wasn't for Peter, perhaps maybe the Gentiles would have been brought in to the faith, to the new faith in Jesus Christ. They didn't like the Gentiles. And Gentiles for the Jews was anybody else that wasn't a Gentile. That would include us. So then we hear about the vision. And what does Peter say to God? I love it. God tells him to eat these things, which I have to admit, I don't know if I'd be into eating reptiles, but, you know, he sees this sheet come down. It says, four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds. And that was not kosher. They were not kosher. But the voice said to Peter, well, get up, eat, and kill. And Peter's like, by no means, Lord. For nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth. Doesn't that kind of remind you about Monday, Thursday, when he told Jesus, no, you are not going to wash my feet. Forget it. So that gives me hope, and I think it would give all of us hope, that Peter was still learning after all he'd been through. Even after seeing the resurrected Lord, he was still learning to be obedient. And learning to understand the unlimited love and patience and forgiveness and tolerance and compassion of our God that we see in Jesus Christ. So what's kind of interesting is where he says, well, what God says to him, what God has made clean, you must not call profane. That was the first 2x4. And this happened 3 times, where we all know that in Jewish tradition, if you hear something twice, that means it's very, very, very important. But Lord have mercy, if you hear something 3 times, can you imagine the importance of this story? God wanted the Gentiles brought in to his love and to his way. So at that moment, 3 men came, and they told the Spirit told Peter to go with them and to not make any distinction between these new Gentile strangers and themselves. But what's kind of interesting is he brings six of the brothers with him. And in ancient times, in that time, in the Egyptian law, you had to have 7 people to be witnesses to prove a case. You had to have 7. So there we have 6 brothers and Peter. And then in Roman law, in order to prove that a document was real, was authentic, guess what? You needed seven people. You needed seven witnesses. So there we go again. So he went. And it said, send to Joppa and bring Simon. And so they did. And he will give you a message. And then this is God talking, the Holy Spirit is talking to this man. The message from Peter and the men will save your entire household. So what happens next? Peter begins to speak to them. And the Holy Spirit descends upon them in a way that it was visible to Peter. Think about that. The Holy Spirit descended upon these Gentiles. So he's explaining to those that day that the Holy Spirit came upon them. And he even says to them, if God gave them the same gift that he has given us, his Holy Spirit in the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the heck am I to hinder God? And then I love it when Mark read, well, when they heard this, they were silenced. I guess so, because all of a sudden they were thinking about it. And they realized, well, oh wow, this is true. We do not want to hinder the growth of God's kingdom from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so they were silent and thinking, some new food for thought. And then Peter says, then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life. And that's something that all of us have right now. It's not something that we need to get. It's something that we have. It's already given to us. It's a sure thing. Jesus made it possible. He accomplished it at his crucifixion. And what I find interesting is the Holy Spirit was visible in the actions of the Gentiles. So I ask myself, and we can ask ourselves, out of the community, within our families, is the Holy Spirit visible in us? Are we different? Are we more loving, more giving, more compassionate, and more passionate about the Lord our God? And then we have the book of Revelation, which to me shows the faith of John, the newness of God in Jesus Christ in him. And here again, there's a little bit of symbolism too. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. Well, in the ancient times, the sea was kind of like an analogy of the hostility against God, because they were afraid of the sea. They thought of it as a hostile force. And then the new earth was the city, the new city of Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And that represents, you know, being beautiful, being restored, being refreshed, being all dressed up and ready for a husband, the God of all creation. And then it goes on to say, John says, see, the home of God is among mortals, and he will dwell with them. What a comfort to know that God not only dwells, you know, in the midst of us, but also inside of us. That's the Holy Spirit, which hopefully is visible in us. That's what we have in and with us each and every day. This, to me, this reading from Revelation just oozes out John's faith. And he tells us again and again and again that God will restore us no matter what. There's been several funerals later, and one of the themes, one of the thoughts and of comfort that you want to give is God restores his entire creation. And we are not to hinder God's restoration and his love. And then one more, well, no, I lied, two more things. John is sharing this revelation from God, and he says that the one seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Each and every one of us is new in Christ. Why? Because God has accomplished our salvation in Christ. It is done. It has happened. God in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the Alpha and the Omega. God is the source, the Alpha, the source of all creation. And our God is the end, the goal that we return to. And not only in physical death, but each and every day, God is the source of our life, and God, following Him, imitating Him, and loving Him is our goal. So for me, the last verse in the gospel today sums up all of our newness in what Jesus teaches us. He says, "I give you a new commandment." And what did God say at the transfiguration? He said, "Listen to Him." Yes, the Old Testament is important. Yes, the New Testament, everything is important. But beyond Moses and beyond Elijah, we are to listen to Jesus. And Jesus tells us, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another in the same way that I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the gift of faith you have given us, for the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives and in the lives of others. And we ask that you just help us to become more passionate, more forgiving, and being new, made new by you each and every day, so that we can follow you as you deserve. And we also ask that you just help us feel your love and share that with all people, no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.